Hello everyone, welcome to the column, What's New This Month? This is Crystal. In October, on patent side, Huawei and Xiaomi reached the global patent cross-licensing agreement. Recently, Huawei and Xiaomi announced a global patent cross-licensing agreement covering communication technologies including 5G. It is reported that by the end of 2022,Huawei held more than 120,000 valid granted patents, mainly in China, Europe, the Americas, Asia-Pacific, the Middle East, and Africa. As of March 31 this year, Xiaomi's global granted patents have exceeded 32,000, according to the ranking of effective global patent family enterprises with 5G standard essential patent claims released by the China Academy of Information and Communications Technology. Xiaomi's patent family accounted for 4.1%, entering the top 10 in the world for the first time. On anti-unfair competition side, 10 million Chinese yuan awarded.Unauthorized use of well-known trademark for investment and franchises was judged to be infringement. A few days ago, Guangzhou Intellectual Property Court heard a trademark infringement and unfair competition dispute case, in which a merchant used a Swiss trademark to attract investment and franchises across the country, and the merchant was punished by the court and awarded 10 million Chinese yuan as punitive damages.H&H Company and a Swiss company are the licensees of the Swiss trademark, responsible for the commercial promotion and the product sales of the Swiss brand in mainland China. Swiss company used to cooperate with Shanghai Xuying Company and agreed that Shanghai Xuying Company would use Swiss products to prepare and promote healthy tea drinks, and the cooperation was terminated. After the termination of the cooperative relationship with Swiss company,Shanghai Xuying Company and Jin'ao Company continued to use Swiss to carry out the operation of tea stores, attract investment and franchise, publicize and promote and authorize the franchisees to use the Swiss trademark in the tea stores. Believing that Shanghai Xuying and Jin'ao had infringed on their exclusive right to use the Swiss trademark and committed acts of unfair competition,H&H Company and a Swiss company filed a lawsuit with the Guangzhou Intellectual Property Court, requesting the court to apply punitive damages of 5 times based on the profits from the infringement of the two defendants. After trial, Guangzhou Intellectual Property Court held that the plaintiff's trademark involved in the case enjoys a high reputation, and after the plaintiff terminated the contract and sent a lawyer's letter to the defendants,The defendants still committed the infringement on a large scale, and the two defendants divided up their labor and cooperated to jointly commit trademark infringement and unfair competition, and the infringement was intentional. Taking advantage of the high reputation of the plaintiff's trademark, the defendants carried out large scale recruitment of investment and the franchise throughout the country, making huge profits and having caused serious damages to the plaintiff's goodwill. Due to the reason that infringement was serious, and the court upheld 2.5 times the punitive damages and rendered the above judgment.Unauthorized use of packaging and decoration, similar to Yakult, 5 in a row was judged to constitute unfair competition. Recently, Shanghai Intellectual Property Court rejected the appeal filed by Company Y and its subsidiaries against Yakult Hongxia Co. Ltd. in the unfair competition dispute appeal case and upheld the original judgment of second instance. Yakult Hongxia Co. Ltd.The exclusive owner of the Yakult series trademarks filed a lawsuit against Company Y and its subsidiaries in the court of first instance for using packaging and decoration similar to Yakult lactic acid bacteria milk beverages with respect to its Yujin lactic acid bacteria milk beverages they produced, sold, and promised to sell, which constituted unfair competition.After trial, the court of first instance held that after long-term use and extensive publicity, the 5-in-a-row packaging of Yakult's lactic acid bacteria milk beverages has the function of identifying the source of goods and can be protected as a commodity packaging and decoration with a certain influence in the sense of the anti-unfair competition law. The packaging and the decoration adopted by Company Y and its subsidiaries on its Yujin beverages is similar to the five-in-a-row packaging of Yakult lactic acid bacterial milk beverages.And it is likely to cause confusion amongst ordinary consumers about the source of the goods and the relevant behaviors constitute unfair competition. Accordingly, the court of first instance ordered the company Y and its subsidiaries to stop the act of unfair competition and compensate for economic losses and reasonable expenses totaling 350,000 Chinese yuan. Company Y and its subsidiariesWere dissatisfied with the judgment and appealed. After hearing, Shanghai Intellectual Property Court upheld the first instance judgment. On IP-related policy side, annual reports of anti-unfair competition law enforcement in China 2022 released. Recently, the State Administration for Market Regulation released the annual report of anti-unfair competition law enforcement in China 2022 in Chinese and English.Which comprehensively shows the results of China's anti-unfair competition work in 2022 from six parts. Work overview, law enforcement achievements, legal construction, typical cases, local work, and major events. Notice of the Office of China National Intellectual Property Administration on the publication of relevant data on patent exploitation licensed contracts filed 2022 and the past 5 years.Recently, the China National Intellectual Property Administration released the statistics on patent exploitation license in 2022 and the past 5 years. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.